I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Cardinal Stage Company's 2008-09 season launches with a new version of The Diary of Anne Frank. With a preview this Thursday, performances on the 12th, 13th, and 14th, and then continues on weekends through the 28th in the John Waldron Arts Center. Our guest is the founding artistic director, Randy White.
I ran across the fact that there was this new Anne Frank that had been done, and it had been recently done at Steppenwolf. And so I ordered the play and got it, and I picked it up and read it. And I had an experience reading it that I haven't had since I actually picked up and reread Our Town a number of years ago, which was our first production, which was I found myself going into the world and being affected by what I was reading in a way that was it was shaking me to my core. And I went back and I looked at the old version of Anne Frank and started trying to figure out why was this version doing things to me that I don't remember the old version doing. And essentially, there's a couple of moves that the playwright, a woman named Wendy Kesselman, did when she was approached to do the show for Broadway. Natalie Portman was in that production. She went back and put back into the play sort of two central things that have been taken out of the 1955 Tony and Pulitzer Prize-winning version. The first was that the playwrights in their collective wisdom at the time decided that people didn't want to see or hear a play about Jewish folks. And so their term was they wanted to universalize it, and that's their term in quotes. And so what they did was they essentially made it about a group of people in hiding that we would sort of vaguely understand that they were Jewish but not have any specific notion of that. When in fact, of course, these people are in hiding for the only reason that they are on the run from Nazis is the fact that they're Jewish. And so Wendy decided to put that back in to the play. And so the fact that they're Jewish is front and center, even though the Frank family itself was not specifically religious, but they were culturally very Jewish. And the second thing that happened was that Otto Frank, Anne's father, had died in the late 80s. And once he had died, a number of diary entries, Anne's original diary entries, were released in what was called the critical edition of the Anne Frank diary. And so a new version of the diary came out. And what had been held back by Otto, and I'm not criticizing him for this because he put a lot of things in that diary that were quite revealing and tender to the family, but he had held back some stuff about the relationship between Anne and especially her mother and the relationship between Otto and Edith Frank. And so that material was available to the playwright to put back into the play. And so you have richer, truer relationships on stage. Anne is no longer kind of, it's not a hagiography. It's not a matter of this wonderful, fabulous girl. She's actually a rich, more complex character who has pettinesses, bitternesses, and is also speaking her diary entries in this version, as opposed to the last where it sort of was weaved through. In this one, her diary entries are front and center. And what I think is remarkable about going back and discovering Anne Frank is the fact that she was a tremendous writer. That is what I think. There's a great essay in Time magazine when they talk about her as one of the most 100 important people of the 20th century. And they talk about her as a writer. And that's the experience that I had in rereading the play and reading this new version, was of discovering a literary talent and someone who was able to talk about her condition in ways that were so far beyond her age. And so that's what excited me about the play, is it felt uplifting, profoundly a young woman profoundly pushing at her condition, trying to understand it, talking about it in terms that were petty and nasty. And then suddenly, and this is where the Our Town thing comes out, is that you have these fine details of human interaction. And then suddenly she telescopes out and is looking at it from like 100 miles above and has a view of the larger condition that she's in and asking questions about it in a way that only great art does. And so I immediately put it on the table and said, this is a play that I really want us to consider. And everybody else in the group read it and had the same experience.
We've been talking with Randy White, the founding artistic director of the Cardinal Stage Company. The Diary of Anne Frank has a preview Thursday the 11th, performances on the 12th, 13th, and 14th, and continues on weekends through the 28th at the John Waldron Arts Center. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.